This is Akashvani, the news read by Anubha Rohatgi. India has slammed Pakistan for running training camps openly in big cities for decades to support terrorism in the country and Islamabad's efforts to normalizing it. The External Affairs Minister, Dr. S. Jaishankar, said this while addressing media in Luxembourg.
That for decades you have these training camps, not secret training camps, at all training camps in the big cities of Pakistan, very open, where the state, the military supports terrorism, and they've tried to normalize it as though it's their right to do it.
On relations with Europe, the minister said India will see an upswing in ties with the region this year. The External Affairs Minister also interacted with members of the Indian community in Luxembourg, appreciating their role in strengthening ties between India and the European country. He highlighted the significant deepening of India-Luxembourg ties across political, business and technology domains. The Delhi police has detained five people and registered an FIR in connection with the stone-pelting incident that occurred last night during a demolition drive in Old Delhi. Talking to reporters, Deputy Commissioner of Police Nidhin Valsan said the demolition was carried out by Delhi Municipal Corporation pursuant to the directions of the Delhi High Court. He said police personnel have been injured in the incident. The government has said that a total of 50,000 health facilities have received the National Quality Assurance Standards, NQAS, certification in the country. Union Health Ministry said that this landmark achievement reinforces national commitment to quality, safety and patient-centered care, bringing India closer to equitable and high-quality healthcare for all. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today lauded the commissioning of Indian Coast Guard ship ICGS Samudra Pratap in Goa. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the ship is noteworthy for numerous reasons, including the fact that it adds strength to our vision of self-reliance. The Prime Minister further said that the ship boosts the nation's security apparatus and reflects a commitment to sustainability, among others. The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, will launch the PSLV C-62 mission on the 12th of this month. In a social media post, ISRO announced that the satellite will be launched from the Satish Dhawan Space Centre at Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh at 10:17 a.m. The primary payload of the mission is Earth Observation Satellite EOS-N1, an imaging satellite developed for strategic purposes by the Defence Research and Development Organisation. In Bangladesh, another youth from minority community lost his life after jumping into a canal while trying to escape a mob chasing him on suspicion of theft. The body of the victim, identified as 25-year-old Mithun Sarkar from Bhandarpur village, has been recovered. The incident occurred in Hachak Gauri Bazar area of Mahadevpur Upazila. Sources have reported that in the last around 1 month, 51 minority places have been attacked and 10 gruesome murders have taken place. Bangladesh will import 1,80,000 tons of diesel from India's state-owned Numaligarh Refinery Limited till December this year at a cost of $119.13 million. The decision was approved by the Advisory Committee on Government Purchase at a meeting held in Dhaka yesterday. The International Cricket Council, ICC, has rejected the Bangladesh Cricket Board's BCB plea to shift their matches of 2026 Men's T20 World Cup out of India to another country. The 2026 T20 World Cup begins on the 7th of next month in India and Sri Lanka. In a virtual meeting between the two bodies, the ICC said the BCB does not have a valid reason for the relocation of the matches at the last minute. In badminton, star Indian player PV Sindhu advanced to the women's singles pre-quarterfinals of the Malaysia Open today. The 8-seeded Sindhu defeated Chinese Taipei's Song Shuo Yun 21-13, 22-20 in the opening round. And that is the end of this news bulletin.